Gentlemen, welcome. Dick Schmidt, and we are here today on Saturday, the 22nd day of August, the year of our Lord, 2020. Hope everybody's having a great weekend so far. Lori's got the day off, and it's just going to be Rick and I today. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about some current events this week, just like we did last week. I think we're going to talk about the non-vaccine vaccine that's coming out, COVID-19 fear-mongering, the new strain, DF46, coming out of Malaysia, and other things. Good morning, Rick. I know you're there, Rick.
I am there. To begin with what? Go ahead and lay some of that nonsense on them. Yeah, tell them, you should tell them, since they're invited to this big party called the rest of their lives, you should tell them what the party decorations are going to look like, other than the fact that this is a masked ball that you've been invited to, and it's mandatory. You can't show up at the ball without a mask. There are some other things in the works for you, some party favors. Go ahead and tell them some of it, whatever you got. Give it to them, and I'll see if I can answer.
All right. Well, folks, this big party you're invited to is called the COVID-19 Fear Party. And here's where we're at right now. We've got one faction saying, this is going to blow over in 2 years. We got another faction saying, COVID-19 is going to be with us for the rest of the foreseeable future, read the rest of our lives. Just read a headline. I read it to Rick earlier when we were talking, and I'm going to read it word for word. Virginia plans mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for all residents. Here's the thing, guys. It's not a actual vaccination. They inject you with some junk, and I use the term loosely, which requires electrical stimulation to make it work. Have you ever had an electrical stimulation in a vaccine site to make the vaccine work? I haven't. So what is it really? Secondly, Bill Gates is backing this vaccine. Doesn't that give you the warm and fuzzies just all over, knowing that Bill Gates is here to help you? The same guy that came out here a while ago on TED Talks and said, guess what, folks? We're going to control the population of the world through vaccinations. They're either going to make you sterile or they're just flat out going to kill you. I don't know which it's going to be. My guess is it will kill you over a period of time. They wanted to decrease the population, not keep it stable. So that's where we're at today. This mask thing is going to be around forever and ever. I've got a temporary workaround to that. Go to ruralsurvival.life, click on the link. It's top left of the page. It's got some yellow highlighting on it, and you'll see my workaround for it. So let's see. Did I pretty well cover it, Rick, or did I make it too short? Where do we want to go?
Yeah, you made it too short. I don't think you scared anybody. Let's see if we can do better. I'm tired of telling everybody this is not fear porn. because it doesn't matter what I say, they're going to accept it as fear porn. But, you know, there are the realities here. Which direction should I go here? There are other realities. You have more power and authority than you have been led to believe. Everything that you've been trained, systematically trained over the last 5, 10, 20 years, it was your training was subliminal. It's getting pretty obvious. It's getting pretty in your face right now, on your face. I know somebody just said that, but before it was more of a situation where much of what was happening to you was done in a very low key, subliminal way, so that things were happening to you and you weren't necessarily aware of it. But you slowly were trained to believe that in order for you to do well, in order for you to be happy, in order for you to survive, you needed to depend on the government. You needed to trust them. And what they have been doing, of course, is what they always do. It's really embarrassing because they keep getting away with the same playbook over and over again. There's a guy out there. His name is, what is it, Max Eigen or something? Interesting fellow. And he was discussing freedom and what freedom really looks like, or what it is, I guess, in his opinion. And it was an interesting discussion because as I listened, and it was very short, it was 5 minutes, as I listened, I could not help but entertain the thought that it was very germane to the people that probably listen to this show. And this is essentially what he said. This is what he said, and it's probably heartbreaking. It's un-American. Isn't that interesting? Hello, can you hear me? Oh, that's fascinating. Oh, can you? That was Tim breaking up so bad?
Okay.
Tim, turn that off. Let me work. So this is what Max says, and I find it to be particularly heartbreaking because this has nothing to do with the American mindset. This has nothing to do with the American dream. It's unpatriotic in every way. It's very European. If you wanted to be a European, how about getting the hell out of my country and take off and don't come back?
Well, there's a one-way ticket.
Yeah. So what the deal is this? He says, this is what Max says. People don't actually want to be free. They do like to complain about not being free. But what freedom, the real implication is this, is that freedom is 100% self-responsibility. And when it gets right down to it, the vast majority of people, and I'm talking probably way over 90%, are absolutely terrified of being responsible. They don't want to be responsible for themselves. They want somebody to take care of them. They really, really do pander after a cradle-to-grave society that does everything for them. And so by nature, people are lazy. So what happens is what they're actually angry about is this, is that, and I forget who, I always forget who said this, that if you're willing to trade your freedoms for security, you're not going to have either or deserve either. And that's pretty much what we've done. We, you know, don't know the lessons of the past, so we keep making the same mistake. People want stuff for free, and the government is thrilled to death to give you stuff for free, as you've just seen. They'll send you, they'll deposit checks right in your bank account, if that's what you'd like. But they want something in return. It's not a free lunch at all. It's not free money.
Yes.
What really happens is they want from you some of your freedoms and some of your rights. Well, what they really want is all of them, but they're fine with taking 10% of them a year over a 10-year period. And this is where we're going. So what people are really, really bitching about is not that they're not free, but that when they take their hand out, there's a price to pay. That's what they really don't like. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, do you see a correlation between what we're going through now? And I know that they didn't have direct deposit 2,000 years ago, but are you seeing, like I believe I'm seeing, what was what occurred towards the fall of the Roman Empire? You know, bread and circuses the populace happy.
Yeah. My buddy Father Midas and I have been talking about that for 10 years. That's you know, it's an opiate. It's a shut up drug. It keeps you from taking a look at what's really happening to you. You're not supposed to ever look at what's really happening. You're supposed to just clap like a seal and eat your fish and shut up. And so the question that, you know, I would pose to the listeners is, you know, this station, this channel, this show is basically centered around the premise that you wanted to be free. You wanted your rights back. You wanted your freedom back. You're supposed to be able to feel the icy grip of George Soros's demonic little minions as they surround you and heckle you and make you wear a mask and make you do politically correct things and jump through hoops. You're supposed to be able to sense and feel that. You shouldn't just, if you're just looking at this thinking you're dodging a sickness and they're keeping you safe, then you're one of those, what do they call it? You're a trustee in the prison. You're one of those trusted individuals. You're a good boy. You're a good girl. You signed on. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. In fact, now you're in the kitchen. You're actually making Kool-Aid. The whole idea of this show is that the premise is you wanted to be free, but which implies you would have to be responsible. So,
right.
What will we do? What will we do? Tim, this morning before the show, you said resist. I think that's probably an acceptable overview. But what does resistance look like? Well, I could read to you the 10 tenets written in stone in Georgia on the Georgia Guidestones. And so there are 10 things that they want, and that would be 10 excellent ways to resist. I probably should have thought of this before this moment, but rule number one is they want to kill 14/15 of the population. So, okay. So mandatory vaccinations. Do you think, seeing as how the Bilderberg people, and these are the most evil human beings on the planet, they include people like the Clintons, Soros, Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, of course, and his wife, if that's what that is. Of course, people like the Obamas and all of these. And there are some Republicans that actually are showing up to the Bilderberg conference. So what are we going to do? 14/15. So do you think there's a possibility that this magical serum that they want to inject into your arm, do you think that might have anything to do with rule number one on the Georgia Guidestones, and maybe there's something in that serum that you don't want coursing through your veins? Gosh, I don't know. I am obviously a conspiracy theorist. I don't trust people who want to take my money, my freedoms, and kill me. I don't know why. I'm just that kind of guy. So, you know, do you think there's a possibility there? They want a one world religion. Well, you see, you know, we've got problems with our churches. You know, they're barely open. You know, when they are or if they are, and do you actually think that was just an ancillary, unintended consequence to the release of a phony virus? It's not. This whole thing has been so carefully planned out that it actually makes my stomach turn. The banking system.
You look at a place like California, Rick. I think California was one of them. I think there was some other Western states. You can go get an abortion. You can get drunk at a bar. You know, where prostitution is legal, you can go visit a whorehouse. But you can't go to church. Was it planned out? Hell yes, it was planned out.
Once again, I would suggest, you know, if you just die, well, I probably wouldn't Google Georgia Guidestones. I'd probably use another search engine. Or maybe they'll think you're a good little boy if you do. Maybe you're looking up your rule book. Look at what it says in English. It's written in, I think, 10 languages. So if you can't read English, maybe you can read Arabic, or maybe you can read French, or whatever else it's written in. In one world religion, so, you know, no, I don't know, you know, all people will agree, and I'm sure that, I'm sure George Soros will be on the wall behind the altar. And I doubt he'll be on a cross. You're going to be on a cross. I think that's the big plan. So, yeah, I guess enough of the fear porn stuff. But I think what I want to say about that is it's not that anybody should do the shock jock deal or fear porn. What I'm suggesting here is that systematically over the years, Americans have almost more than half have been bought off. They're on the government heat, and we have abdicated so many of our rights and privileges that we now find ourselves in a crippled, weakened state, politically, spiritually, and just about every other way. We're compromised. Now, if you say anything, you're biting the hand that feeds you, and they would like to maybe stop feeding you. They've got interesting plans in the works for you. If you receive a check from the government in any way, shape, or form, and dang it, I can't remember how this worked, but it was very brief and very to the point. What they're going to do is they're going to, how can I not remember the number? They're going to start subtracting like $20.64, and they've got it. Weird. It's like you would just say, how about $25? No. It's got like pennies involved every fortnight until you submit to their vaccination. So within a very short period of time, your assistance will be zero if you don't get stuck with a needle.
All right, Rick, we got our break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. We're going to start taking calls and bomb the hour. Back in three.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laura.
Says fascinating
a
stuff.
A minute.
Yeah, am I? Do I have to recall? Who's on the air? Can I meet a team? Oh, good. So this is what Max says. You're obliged to pretend respect for people and institutions that you think are absurd. This is exactly where we are today with this BS virus nonsense. You live attached in a cowardly fashion to moral and social conventions that you despise and condemn. It is in that permanent contradiction between your ideas and your desires and the vain pretenses of the dead formalities of the civilization that is making you sad, troubled, and unbalanced. In other words, you know full well you're being worked. You're being played like a cheap harmonica right here. You know it, but you're supposed to get up every single day knowing that something horrendous just happened to you and pretend that it didn't. It is in this conflict you lose joy of life and the feeling of individuality. Every moment they check and suppress and restrain you, you lose the free play of and your rights. And that is the prison of this, this is the poison and the prison of this civilized world that we're in. This is where we have landed now because I'm afraid to say I'm obligated to say what I think here at this point, and it is in this the systematic abdication of our rights and our never-ending compromise with evil that has brought us to this point right here. We as a society have basically allowed ourselves to be bribed into silence. And this is now we find ourselves in a position that is almost indefensible. So I guess if there was any good news in it, you know, if you watch a movie like The Matrix or The Hunger Games or Oblivion, these are, you know, a lot of my favorite movies, or what the heck is the other one? I read Tim Coughbutt. If you watch any of these other movies, you'll see that there's always some small resistance somewhere, some group of people that did not get up in the morning every single morning. Instead of making coffee, they made opioids. So there's always a small group that is in the mood to keep what they had. They knew they had freedom. They didn't forget it. They didn't sell it, and they still want it. Now, of course, those people technically are supposed to get vaccinated and somehow wind up dead. And I'm sure that that's all somewhere in the plan. If you're one of those people, I'm sure they've got something for you somewhere. Timothy, cough. Do you have a cough button, buddy?
No, I'm on telephone. I just put it behind my back, and I'm hoping it doesn't come through the phone too much.
All right, so we continue. Here we go. So you know, to that end, what is resistance going to look like for you? Well, it's going to look like the things we've been talking about. And, you know, I apologize if this sounds redundant. However, the situation itself is redundant. If you turn on any news station, whether it's Fox or whatever, it's redundant. In fact, sometimes it's so redundant that you turn it right back off again. I remember the news stations when Trump got elected, it was every single day, wall-to-wall coverage of the Russia gate. And yeah, at some point you turn on thinking maybe today, maybe I'll be lucky and a comet hit Paris or Washington, D.C. And then it's like, and Donald Trump got together with whoever. And then they like, okay, bye. I'm out of here. So I apologize if this sounds redundant. Yeah, and you're just like, you know, so for months you couldn't listen to anything because you've already heard it. You've only heard it 20 times. You're sick to death of it. I apologize if we're falling into that category. But the situation, they're not relenting. They are pressing on with their strange plan to conquer the world, and unfortunately you're a part of it. And in some strange almost clinical way, I find myself obligated to mention it to you, and it is this. So if you were thinking about resisting, you look at the Georgia Guidestones, look what they want, look what they're planning for you, and whatever it is, just do the opposite. They want you obviously dependent on a crumbling food supply. Well, what do you think that's going to mean? What do you think's going to, as they systematically erase all of the food, and of course Bill Gates has got pretend meat and beetle milk, that's going to be your food.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. When we get back, I'm going to discuss how I think resistance is a moral responsibility. Be right back, folks. It's hard.
Talk Radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Lori's got the day off. Rick, real quick before we go to Dave in Nevada, I've got a question for you. And it's one of those rhetorical questions. You do believe
You know I know the answer to all rhetorical questions. Please continue.
Okay. My question is this. I'm positive you believe that we've got a moral obligation to fight evil. Am I correct?
You know, it's funny. Yeah, and let me hit this in 30 seconds. This entire Earth, since its very inception, has always been and will always be a fight between good and evil. And I want to say this, too. I wanted to mention this. I heard something interesting in the homily last Sunday, and I thought it really hit me right between the eyes because of the brain the way my brain functions, and it is, if it can be said to function, is that you people were chosen to live at this very time. So I'm going to ask you then two rhetorical questions. Why were you chosen to live at this unfortunate point in time, or is this a great opportunity for you to dig your spurs in, put other people first, and what are you going to do with this opportunity / magnificent gift that the Lord has provided for you? Did that do it?
Yes, absolutely. That is exactly what I knew you would say, pretty much, not word for word, but I mean, I knew that was your opinion. And when we were talking earlier in the day, Rick, that was my one word answer to your question, was resistance. And that's where I was going with that. You know, we do our best to resist where we can.
Right.
You know, besides that, looking at a logical, at it in a logical sense, I know for a fact, because of what they've written in stone, literally, they want me dead. I'm not playing.
Yeah. So, well, they're not either.
With that,
they're not either.
Yeah.
They're not either. They're not afraid to kill people.
No, and I'm not afraid to die, and I'm not afraid to kill people to survive.
So to that, you know, to that point, you know, what we're talking about here is Sun Tzu, The Art of War, fight them where they're not.
Right.
So you see right now that you can't get canning supplies to save your life. I talked to a gal from a nearby city, which is far more, what's the word I'm looking for, smaller and more rural than the one I live on the fringe of. The one I live on the fringe of over the last 20 years has just built up considerably as people, well, they're running from Ferguson, Missouri, and so you have an influx of refugees. But the gal, I said, well, hey, you guys got any canning supplies up that way? Oh, no, we don't have anything. We've been looking, we've been trying. She said, and then she says, you might try rural canning. And I'm like, girl, that's where I started. I started there. That's where
right.
I started this, is when I couldn't find them there. I went up the street and I couldn't find them there. And the more I couldn't find them, the more I looked for them. The more I looked for them, the angrier I got. And I went to the internet, and the rest is history. They ain't there. So your trusted government is using asymmetrical warfare as they eliminate the food supply. They're also going to make sure that you can't store whatever you have. They're going to, I'm guessing now, you know, but they're these canning supplies, when you talk to somebody, they'll tell you, we don't have any. They're back ordered at the warehouse, and they don't know when or if they'll get any. Well, we saw this with the 22s. And then, you know, then they'll say, well, you know what it is? You guys bought too many. Oh, I know. It's our fault. We're trying to respond. We're trying to take care of our family. We were evil hoarders and just trying to secure food so we didn't starve to death, and we're bad. And,
right.
You know, I'm going to get back in line and shut up. So,
well, the way I figure it, Rick, if I grow it and it's not costing anybody else anything but me, if I grow my food and I can my food, I'm not hoarding anything.
Anyway. You're a racist hater.
Gotta be. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get Dave in Nevada on line 5. Be too long. Good morning, Dave.
Hello.
How you doing today, buddy?
Hello. I'm doing okay. I was just listening a little bit to what you guys have been talking about resistance and all that stuff. I do believe that it's not a right. It is like it's kind of a responsibility to resist.
Right.
But we're actually supposed to do it. It's like it's actually an old Christian Catholic doctrine that you're obligated to defend yourself. It's not a choice.
That's interesting. You should mention that. I wonder if I can just interject 5 seconds here. Interestingly enough, almost no one knows this, but the word martyr simply means witness in Latin or Greek. It means at one point in time, if you were a witness, you were going to get killed, and that made you a martyr. So martyr just means a witness. So, yes, you are obligated to defend yourself. You really are, and your family too. And if not that, then love your neighbors as yourself. That's what you got to do. So, please continue.
Yeah. So by obligation, it's in the old sense of the word, it's almost like the Christian law compels you to do your duty. In other words, you have to do it in terms of obligation. Thomas Aquinas. In one of his articles, he says that you have a duty to defend yourself if your life is in imminent danger. He says you have to do it. I can't find the exact article, and I don't know the exact argument that he made, but he basically says that you have to, you must do it.
It's in his writings, the Summa Theologica.
Yeah. And so... we're not doing that, so that's one of the reasons why we're getting bushwhacked or punished, because we're not fulfilling these very basic ideals. I don't see any resistance happening now, so I'm pretty sure it's all over in a sense. It's just a matter of when everything comes to a complete halt or a collapse.
Right.
And so I've been looking at this thing for years, not in terms of like, okay, what can we do to turn this around? My whole philosophy has been about, okay, it's pretty much over. So you might as well just, concede to that, respect that,
yeah,
and start preparing.
Yes.
And so,
That's what you guys
talk about all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do. We do. It is interesting, as brilliant as Thomas Aquinas was, and I always think this is amazing, and he is one of the seven doctors of the church, of course, and his stuff is great. It's great everyday advice all through it. It's a little like Proverbs, but somewhat different. But it is interesting that this rather large man was enraptured in a vision and floated off the ground for several hours, to the point where his brothers were running all over the place saying, "You better get up to the chapel. Thomas is floating." When he came down, yeah, as brilliant as his writings are, his words were, "It's all straw." In other words, his best work, his best effort at explaining religion and your responsibilities, and your privileges, which, you know, every responsibility has connected privileges. When he came down, and he did a great job of explaining it, but when he came down after floating around with God for a couple hours, realized that it just really paled in comparison to the real truth. And so I always find that fascinating. I like to look at his work, but I wonder what else is out there. If he thinks his work is malnourished, can you imagine what the truth must be?
Wow, yeah.
Well, I think he's a saint. So what you're talking about are people who had visions And they weren't saying necessarily that their work was useless. They were just saying from what they'd seen in terms of their vision, it's worthless, like in comparison. And that's kind of been pretty common throughout.
Well, his work isn't useless by any means. If you read it, you're going to know immediately. It's interesting, if you look in the back, it is categorized in, you know, if you look up in the back, under the, I forget what you call the back, whatever you call that, the appendix, if you look under anger or greed or anything like that, he will direct you, the book will direct you to some writings and readings on the exact subject. So to that, it would be a lot like the book Modern Essentials, which, you know, is obviously tells you, you know, if you've got a toothache, use this oil. If you've got a stomachache, use that oil. This is
right. That.
This is that, but in spiritual terms. And everybody probably would benefit by having a copy of the Summa around, because it's great work. It's great work. I didn't mean to say his work wasn't great. But there's apparently there's something better waiting for us somewhere. I think that's what he said. I think
right at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Which, by the way, none of us will avoid.
Right, and so I look around at the people around me, and just not my family, but just in general, and everyone's they're completely avoiding the coming issues they're going to have to deal with. They're completely blind, and they're trying to lead a normal life, but it's not normal at all. And it's almost like they're walking around with these masks on, and they think it's everything. They think that everything is normal because they've been so conditioned to do what they're doing, but they don't realize that we're kind of at war right now. And the problem that I have with this whole thing is that we are at war. It's just, it's not like back in the day where you knew who you were dealing with. For instance, the Civil War was between the North and the South, and everyone knew who was who. Or in Europe, in Christian Europe, it was the Christians versus the Muslims. So the lines between the enemies were very clearly drawn. But here in the United States, everyone is an enemy of each other, and they don't even know
it. Correct.
People don't. Yeah, and so this is why this whole situation is so screwed and difficult to navigate, because you're basically on your own.
Well,
that's the way I look at it.
Interject. Well, and I think to some extent you're correct, but I think since you can't beat them, then you will fight them where they're not. So what I would try to suggest here at this point is go local, go real local. Your family and a few like-minded people around you with whom you can share your stewardship, your philosophies. You can take care of them. They can take care of you. Make a smaller community, something that you can do. You know, it's there's no reason to completely give up. You're just going to have to go real little.
Well, here's the problem. I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who's that thinks like I do. I don't know one person. I know people who are kind of sort of like, oh, well, maybe I should buy a power generator. And that's the extent of their, which is nice. But we're talking about something way deeper than that. I don't know a single person that even thinks the way that I do. Not one.
I'm not going to look for them either. Dave, I'm quite blessed. I live in a town where almost everybody thinks like we do. Very small.
Well, you're lucky.
Town. Yeah. Well, but I'm just saying it's so nice. You know,
I remember you, Dave. When
I wear a Trump hat to Walmart and no mask, everybody's got a Trump hat on or a MAGA hat on.
and no mask. You know, it's like the whole community thinks just exactly
Dave,
like we do.
Dave, I hear right. a song from the 60s. Hold on right there.
All right. Three men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay, rolled off of their ship, and here's what they had to say. We're calling everyone to ride along to another shore. We can laugh our lives away and be free once more. But no one heard them calling. No one came at all. 'Cause they were too busy watching those old raindrops fall.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Maury Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 22nd day of August, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Now, right now, we're visiting with Dave in Nevada, and Rick and I are having a very good conversation with him. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. All right, Dave and Rick, let's go for it. We got about 4 or 5 minutes for the top of the hour break, so... What's
Dave,
going?
Am I wrong, or did Mr. Spencer just step all over Whitebird? That was really harsh.
Sorry.
Oh my God, that was horrendous. I'll try to pull.
All right, got a deal for you, Rick. Rick, I got a deal for you. You bring it in from now on.
Not a chance. You're not. No. I see where this is going. No. You're gonna work. If I gotta work, you gotta work.
Okay.
So Dave, I remember you now. I remember some of the conversations. I did see an interesting report regarding Las Vegas, and the reason that the report, that they spent 8 or 10 minutes on it, addressed Las Vegas is because of the casinos, basically, you know, going belly up because of this dangerous pandemic that we've got going on. And now they're saying that within the next few months, something like, shocking number, 38% or 40% of people are going to be evicted because they have no money. A lot of these people, most of these people, would be casino workers, and because Las Vegas is what it is, they have a disproportionate number of apartments. These people aren't paying rent and haven't been for a while. Some of these the assistance programs are running dry, and the the protection they had from the government, where the anti evictions has basically played out. So now all hell's about to break loose. I know what I'm saying. I know the gravity of what I'm about to say, but I really have to suggest you run.
Well, I'm going to have to make my own decision. So that's that. I understand.
Why? Come on. You know I'm smarter than you. Just do what I say.
I know you're smarter than I am.
No, I get that. If somebody told me to move, I wouldn't do it either. But I do think you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just
like-minded.
It's difficult to make these huge changes, but you eventually have to either make these decisions or they'll be forced upon you eventually. I know that. I'm not stupid.
Those words were, yep, I was just about to spit those out, but I didn't want to be a jerk. But I appreciate you doing it for me.
Kind of going back to a lot of the reasons why I kind of were just being punished in general and in humanity is that you guys focus a lot on growing and gardening and farming. And one of the things that I think we're being punished for is that I believe that most of mankind, we're supposed to be rural to begin with by nature.
Yep.
If you look throughout history, most of humanity, I would say at least 90% just throughout history, they were basically farming families. That's all it was.
Yes.
You look through all civilizations and countries throughout time,
up until recently. 100 years, if you just go back 100 years, 90% of people were directly related to agriculture. And now it's 10%. So yeah, you're right. This is along with the Industrial Revolution, we painted ourselves into a corner because now we've come to rely on everybody else for everything.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, guys, we got our top of the hour break. Dave, we still have no other callers waiting, so you're welcome to hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Try and catch the wind when sundown pales the sky. I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes are fine.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.